morning. My guest this morning is Rachel Gardner from Food for Thought. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, you are asking us to take a walk on the wild side, but it's not exactly what I usually think of when I think of that song title. It's an event that's happening on May 16th. It sounds really exciting. Talk about it.
Yeah, it's a benefit for Project Africa, which is a project of Food for Thought, Sonoma County AIDS Food Bank. And we've been working in collaboration with a group called Hope Initiatives in Namibia. They're in a very small area right outside of the capital of Windhoek. And they have an amazing program there where they serve orphans and vulnerable children and their caregivers. Most of the children there are orphaned due to AIDS. And they have educational programs and feeding programs and garden programs there. And they just have a really significant impact on the lives of the children there. So we're doing a fundraiser for Project Africa. As you said, it's Safari West, and it could be a really wild time. We're hoping it'll be a great evening. It begins with a wine reception and dinner, and then we'll have African music. Doug Gosling, who used to have an African music show here, who is a real expert. That's right. He's lining up some wonderful musicians for the evening.
And, oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then the highlight of it, though, is that Patricia Sola and John Mafutkutse, who are the founders and who run that program, are traveling here from Namibia, and they'll be speaking at the event. And it's just an incredible opportunity for people in this area to hear them speak about the work that they're doing and to also learn about the collaboration with Food for Thought.
What a wonderful thing to be doing, and to be doing it at such a fascinating venue. I have seen Safari West. I've passed by it many times, but I've never been there. And I suspect many Sonoma County residents haven't.
Yeah, well, and this is a great way to get a sense of the place. You could, in addition to coming to the event, do an add-on where you come a little bit earlier and do a tour. But when you're just in the main core area at Safari West, you see lots of animals around. And so it should be a really fun place to do the event.
Safari or African attire is recommended. I like that.
Well, that just makes it more festive,
right.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Actually, I think if people came with little or no clothing on, it might
we'll see about the weather by then, yeah.
Yes. I'm sure the weather will be okay for it.
Yeah.
So you're suggesting that people purchase tickets in advance, right?
Yes, and they can do that by calling the food bank at 887-1647 or by visiting our website, which is www.fftfoodbank.org.
Right. And I also note on your public service announcement that there are other options, which include overnight accommodations in tent cabins and also safari jeep tours. Gee, it seems like it'd just be wonderful to put something together to attend this event and to really experience Safari West.
Yes, and as you say, for folks who haven't been there before, this would be a wonderful introduction to that place there. We're really grateful to Safari West for doing this event for us.
I also think it's great that that the food bank is such that you are able to have benefits for other people working in the same way on AIDS in other countries.
Well, we feel a real responsibility to. We were approached years ago by Stephen Lewis, who was the U.S. envoy on AIDS in Africa to the UN, and spoke to many of us who do HIV nutrition work in this country and implored us to recognize people living in Africa as our sisters and brothers, needing the expertise that we've gained over the years in feeding people and providing nutrition services to people with AIDS.
Great.
And since we're able to do that without limiting, cutting our services here in any way, we feel obligated, and we're really, really proud of this program.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, Rachel.
Thanks
and
so
thanks
much
for what you do. Let's tell people once again that this is Food for Thoughts Project Africa, which is taking place at Safari West up on Mark West Springs Road on Friday, May the 16th, 6 to 9 p.m. For information and reservations, 887-1647 or online, fftfoodbank.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.